Well, Jason, here we are. It's Monday, time for the Monday Business Watch. This is going to be a mouthful. The New Mexico Small Business Development Center has named the sign and banner business. What does this all mean?
We were talking this week about Marvin and Diana Herrera, the folks that own Synergy Productions here in Cruces. And yes, you're right.
Good people.
And they were awarded the Small Business Development Center's Star Client, one of their Star Client Awards this year, along with the folks from Santa Teresa's Master Immediate Supply. And they got to truck it up to Santa Fe and have the designation presented with a dinner with Lieutenant Governor Sanchez last month. And it's kind of interesting. This is a really good chance to talk about the fact that SBDC is here to help develop our small businesses. They are New Mexico taxpayer funded, so they don't cost you anything when you go in to get advice. And, you know, for the Herreras, it came down to, you know, when they opened in, I guess, 94, they weren't able to fully fund the business through a traditional bank loan. And the SBDC helped them out, and they were able to arrange a $40,000 loan to help them get going. And, of course, they're still up and running and employing folks here in Las Cruces. And I was looking at some of the SBDC numbers. Last year, 256 new businesses were created with help from the state program. 1,538 jobs were created or retained, and more than $38 million was dispersed in 379 loans for equity financing. So it's really a good thing for small business owners, for people thinking about starting a small business. Reach out to the SBDC that's here on the Doñana Branch campus, because they've got this wonderful stable of experts, business people, that they can turn to and put you in touch with for advice. They can help you through loan applications. They can help you find funding sources. Really just a wonderful organization that people need to know more about and take advantage of more frequently.
Were there any other local businesses named to this?
Just them and the Santa Teresa Master Immediate Supply. That is a recently opened business down in Santa with the industrial parks to provide industrial supplies for the businesses down there. Okay. And they also got a good boost from SBDC to get up and running.
All right. That's definitely a good organization here in our community. Let's talk about the profile, Home Instead Senior Care.
This is an interesting business. It fills a little niche between what you might need from home health care and what you might need from just a little help for seniors to live independently at home. It was started locally by Buffy Johnson. She bought it a few years back, and she'd worked in health care in various roles for a long time, and she figured Home Instead that was a way that she could provide some non-medical services for seniors in their homes, keeping them from having to seek assisted living earlier and things like that. And we all know that seniors tend to stay more alert and healthier the longer they can be independent. Mm-hmm. So that it's really good for that. And she's introducing a couple of neat new services. One is a program called Hospital to Home Instead, and that's for seniors who need a little help after a surgery or a medical procedure. It's a four-hour service. They get the patient home. They make sure that they have clean linens, groceries, that they're comfortable and safe so that they can get on with their healing at home. And she also does a home care check service. This is for people who have aging parents, but the children may live too far away to check in on them. So they'll go in once a week, once every day, you know, whatever is needed for that level, and just check in on the senior and then let the family members know everything's okay, or if they're seeing some problems, you know, they need some help getting out to the store, things like that. So it's just a good way to keep an eye on our seniors and, again, keep them in their homes as long as possible.
The Hispanic Chamber honors middle school students.
Yeah, this is a neat column this week from the Hispanic Chamber. You know, they're turning 25 this year.
Is it 25
already? 25. And they kind of started off the year with the Middle School Recognition Program Awards Ceremony last month. And the intent behind these ceremonies is to motivate and inspire students to reach their potential through higher education, military service, trade, or entrepreneurship. And, of course, these are the best of our brightest students. They've got to have good character, positive attitude, lots of effort in the classroom, and demonstrated leadership skills. So this is a way to acknowledge these kids and keep them progressing to be the leaders of our future.
Well, good for them. That's great. Well, Jason, thank you very much for coming in. We'll talk to you next
week. My pleasure.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.